games go so for your hockey club here tonight?
I think if you do an evaluation, it really started with a 5-on-3. You know, usually when you have an opportunity to get yourself one on a 5-on-3, and then we called the timeout, and it just seemed like we hurried everything that we were trying to do on it, and then the rest of our game seemed to deteriorate from that point on.
What was your message during the timeout on that 5-on-3?
Just to settle it down. Try not to force things, just to make our plays. It seemed like we were looking past the obvious, and we got ourselves in too tight, and we just had a lack of execution in that area. You got to score on the 5-on-3.
You pull Reimer with 8 minutes left in a 4-1 game. Is there...
Because the embarrassment of the rest of the people in front of him wasn't anything he was doing.
Defensively, at even strength, what's been the issue of late?
We're doing a lot of circling right now. We're not engaging in the hockey game from a physical standpoint. And if you watch our defensive zone coverage and some of the situations, we want to circle, and we're not playing in straight lines right now. And that's been the biggest glaring factor from our perspective as a coaching staff. You know, we have things that we'd like to do, and you know, it's the try is there, but the smart or the intelligent try right now wasn't there.
So you lose 3 in a row, stuff happens. How do you make sure 3 doesn't turn into 4 and 6? What do you?
Well, I don't worry about 4 and 6. I worry about the next one, and that's Pittsburgh. I don't worry about anything past Pittsburgh.
Do you ponder a lineup change, possibly, Randy, moving forward?
Ponder everything.
Right. You had Matt there for a while, and then took him away. What was it again?
Oh, Fratton?
Yeah.
I just didn't think we were getting anything going with the group. The only lineup, as far as I was concerned, that had any offensive pressure for us tonight was the Bozak line.
Is that why Grabowski's ice time was cut a little bit as the game went on?
You make the call.
Do you find the Jets were clogging up the neutral zone for you guys?
Yeah, they clogged it up. They did a good job of puck recoveries. Our forecheck wasn't as strong as it has been for us, but there's some things that we didn't do, and you got to give the opposition credit. They made the plays under some pressure, and they made the right plays, and we made more mistakes than they did.
Dion, obviously your leader on ice time. You okay with him standing up for himself in that situation, even though he takes the extra two?
Yeah, I didn't even really review the whole incident as far as how it started or whatever, but you know, that's for tonight on the plane ride home. It's not, to me, it's two players getting involved, it's two captains. It's part of competing for space on the ice.
Is there a learning curve for some of your younger, more inexperienced defensemen right now?
I don't know. If you want to criticize our hockey club, you criticize them. I'm not.
Do you make sure Reimers knows that you're pulling him for something everybody else did?
Oh, he'll know. I'll tell him.
That's not me, though.
Yeah, you don't. The emotions are high in the game and everything, and we're not feeling very good about ourselves. So in this situation, I don't think it's anything to bring to his attention now. I'll talk to him. I'm going to talk to the players tomorrow, and I'll talk to them the day after, and we'll regroup and reset our group and go forward.
What do you make of Bufflin's physical play on that third goal?
He's a big guy. He's supposed to be physical. It's a rough game some nights.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.